this ordinary fool you've got there is a bit slow, and people have been saying, "Why do some up tempo?" I've got some up tempo songs on the way, but yes. It's just that I started with that one because it is a song. My wife, Eileen, you just mentioned that she teaches kids, and one of her pupils was learning "Ordinary Fool," which I don't know if you know. It's from Bugsy Malone, the musical.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's from Bugsy Malone. It's Jodie Foster. Is it Jodie Foster from Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, 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 yeah.
Well, she plays Tallulah. Is it Tallulah?
Yeah.
Well, she sings Ordinary Fool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So one of Eileen's students was learning it, and I just love the song. So I would accompany Eileen on her gigs. She'd do these little jazz gigs and go into London, do the Savoy or whatever. And I would come up and sing a few songs. And that was one of the songs I used to do. And I just always wanted to record it. And so finally I just got around to it. I thought, you know what, let's do it. And we did it.
It's a beautiful recording, by the way. And where did you do this, at home or at the studio or the home studio?
It's, yeah, I call it the studio, home studio.
It's a lovely mix.
Even though I produce, I'm more of an executive co-producer. I work with people that mix and stuff. And for me, I did have a friend of mine who's he's the real deal, and he's done some major projects, and he did offer to do a mix, and he did a nice mix. But I just thought, I really want to get into this, and I knew the sound that I wanted, yeah. And it came out how I wanted it, really. I decided to do the mix. I got it mastered, but I did the mix. And so, yeah.
So what you're writing at the moment, you've got some up-tempo. Have you got an EP? Is it going to be an album? Are you going to be sort of gigging around here?
Actually, I'm coming down your way. I may as well just do a plug because I haven't done anything, because I'm coming down to London to visit my family. Oh, because people don't know probably that I've moved to Scotland. So I will be coming down to London in July. So if anyone wants a gig, I'm happy to do one. But my plans at the moment is just to record a song and then just upload it, put it out. I was going to go with the album idea, but as I said, the way things are at the moment, it's just I've got some gigs coming up. I'm just going to release it, put it out, do another one, put it out, and just let people discover the song that they like. Because we've all been there when you've done an album and there's at least three or four fillers, you know, where it's just a song that you've decided to stick in there. And I kind of want to, there's a balance between doing songs that I'm writing and songs that I just want to do. There's a couple of not particularly well-known songs that I just think have got to be recorded because people don't know them. I could easily just say, I'll go and listen to that. But there's one particular song that I'm recording, which is an old Northern Soul track, which nobody knows. And it's got about 300 hits on YouTube, and it's not really popular at all. And it's a very rare groove. So I just know that I could do a really nice version of it. So that's my next project. And that'll be, hopefully that'll be within the next few weeks.